It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song radio broadcast. A musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in them. We need to be in step with the Lord. Squire Parsons wrote a song titled Out of Step. Squire was a band director back many years ago. Marching bands learn more than songs. They have to learn a routine that allows the band to form letters on figures while they're playing on a field. At band competitions, multiple bands will be on the field, and they practice at the same time. You have to listen to your band. If you listen to another band while you're doing your routine, you get out of step. Well, Squire wrote these words, I'm out of step with this world because I'm trying to walk with Jesus. In this good old gospel song broadcast, we get in step with our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's start by stepping into the water and wading out a little bit deeper.
Step into the water.
Wade out a little bit deeper.
Wet your feet in the light of His water of His love.
Step into the water.
Wade out a little bit deeper.
Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
It's time we the people stand up for what is right. It's time we squared our shoulders back and raise our swords to fight. For the Bible is my weapon and the Spirit is my shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field.
Step into the water, wait out.
A little deeper.
Wet your feet in the water of His love.
Step into the water.
Way out a little bit deeper.
A little deeper.
Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. To the Lamb of God.
There is victory for the Christian who walks the narrow way. There has been a prize appointed for the soul who does not stray. Oh, I want to live for Jesus and be all that I should be, so that I can rest with Him forever, live eternally.
Step into the water, wait out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love.
Step into the water, wait out a little bit deeper.
Come
join.
Each step I take for my Lord should bring me closer to Him. My relationship, my fellowship, and my love should grow because I'm closer. Each step I take should be a step forward and not backward.
My feet are getting so weary, and my footsteps are getting slow as I travel down this lonely road of life. Draws me closer, closer to my home, where I will rest from all of my heartaches, all my trouble, all my strife. Each day just draws me closer, closer to my home.
Closer to my home.
Each step I take just draws me closer home. Closer to my home, where and I'll travel no more.
Travel no more.
I see my loved ones, they're waiting on that shore. Are they waiting on that shore? And each step I take just draws me closer, much closer to my home.
Closer to my home.
Not only each step, but every step should be a step of progress. Too many people take one step forward and three steps back. Every step should bring us closer. And remember, every step forward brings us closer home.
White, watching as the Savior rose, the disciples wondered what their future would be.
The angel
said, "Why stand here looking up? For Jesus will return." And they lived as if His coming they would see. Step I take is a step that's closer home. Every day that passes by puts me nearer to the throne.
Jesus
promised that He'll
disciples long ago. For I know that I'll be the one who swept away. And
every step I take is a step that's closer home. Every day that passes by puts me nearer to the throne.
Jesus promised that He'll take me to a place I've never known.
Every step I take, I'm getting closer to home. Every step I take is a step that's closer home.
Steps. Do you remember the day when mercy stepped into your life? That awesome day of salvation? Oh, I remember the day the Lord saved me and I cried out for mercy. I thank God for the day that mercy stepped in.
I had no righteousness to call my own, no worthiness to bow before His throne. And though I'd lived a life trying to do right, I was still so far from perfect in God's eyes. There was nothing I could do to take away my guilt and shame. And justice said my death was the price I'd have to pay. But mercy stepped in and stood in my place. Mercy saw my need and covered me with grace. And on a rugged cross was the sentence I deserved. Yet I was spared the penalty of sin when mercy stepped in. God knows the road you've walked. He knows your heart. No matter where you've been or who you are, when He hears your cry, He'll draw you to His side. And I know the sweet forgiveness you will find. For when I was still a prisoner, bound by earthly chains, God in His great love came and tore them all away. When mercy stepped in and stood in my place, mercy saw my need and covered me with grace. That old rugged cross was the sentence I deserved. Yet I was spared the penalty of sin when mercy stepped in. Someday I'll stand in heaven just outside the pearly gates. When they ask why I should enter, I will say, mercy stepped in and stood in
Here's a great song that says, one day we'll be stepping on the clouds. Can you picture that day when stepping on the clouds, we'll see Jesus rise to meet him in the air? Oh, I'm looking forward to that day.
One of these days, I'm gonna leave. One of these days, I'm going home. I'm gonna take my final journey. Stepping on the clouds, we'll see Jesus rise to meet him in the air. Stepping on the clouds, he will greet us. Oh, the joy together we'll share. I'm gonna leave this world behind me. Going where the devil cannot find me. I'm going higher, higher. Stepping on the clouds.
Going past the moon, the stars and the planets. I'm gonna walk on the Milky White Way. When old Gabriel gives the signal, I'm gonna leave for heaven to stay.
Stepping on the clouds, we'll see Jesus rise to meet him in the air. Stepping on the clouds, he will greet us. Oh, the joy together we'll share. I'm gonna leave this world behind me. Going where the devil cannot find me.
After meeting the Lord in the air at the rapture, we'll be taken to heaven. What a day that will be when we step on that beautiful shore.
Here we are, fun to have family reunions. We'll visit for just a short while. Then we'll part and we'll not see each other for a year or more at a time. But someday when life here is over and all of our troubles are o'er, there'll be an everlasting reunion. Step off on the beautiful shore.
Someday,
yes, someday,
I'll cross the river,
cross the river, and step on the beautiful, beautiful shore.
After all,
yes, after all,
I'll see my Jesus, my Savior,
and live in His presence,
His presence evermore.
Waiting for me to come. when my tent here is folded, and I make the last move that I'll make. To a beautiful city I'll be going. It'll be the last trip that I'll take. There'll be a great family reunion with my loved ones who've gone on before. They're waiting for the boat to land yonder when I step off on that beautiful shore.
Someday,
yes, someday
I'll cross the river,
cross the river, and step off on that beautiful shore.
After a while,
yes, after a while,
I'll see my Jesus,
my Savior, and live in His presence evermore.
I've got,
yes, I've got
a lot of loved ones,
friends and loved ones who are waiting for me to come aboard.
I'll be,
yes, I'll be
there.
That beautiful shore, when I step off on that beautiful shore.
It is now time for our story behind the song. Eliza Hewitt is the writer of this great hymn of the faith. She wrote this at the age of 36. She was a school teacher in Philadelphia when she was struck one day by a heavy slate that one of her students threw at her, and because of the impact and where it impacted, she suffered severe spinal injuries. After being confined to her home throughout the winter, she was permitted by her doctor to take short walks outside during the spring. Being able to get out into the spring sunshine did a lot to revive her spirits, and it became the reason why she wrote several songs. Shortly there, she wrote the song, "There is Sunshine in My Soul." 2 years later, she wrote this particular hymn. Another thing that happened was during her time of convalescence, she spent a lot of time studying the scriptures, looking particularly at the promises of God. And there she saw through the epistle of Ephesians that Paul wrote that we're to live as people of light and we're to carefully determine what pleases the Lord. She began to realize she needed to try to walk in the light. And through these experiences of being hit with this slate and being laid up and then finally getting to try to walk again, short little walks, she began to write this great song, "Stepping in the Light." The first verse, "Trying to walk in the footprints of Jesus, leading us closer home." This great hymn of the faith should be one that revives us in our heart to keep on keeping on, stepping in the light.
Steps of faithfulness, mercy, and love. Looking to Him for the grace freely promised. Happy, how happy our journey above.
Walk in the
we'll follow his guide. And when we shall see him, the king in his beauty, happy, how happy, a place at his side.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.